Blog Talk Radio.
We all have inner work to do. Real Life, Real Faith is an opportunity to connect with Cheryl and her guests as they take you on a journey to help you become your authentic self. Whether you need help goal setting, developing coping skills, or connecting with a power greater than yourself, Cheryl is here to walk with you on your path to personal transformation. Get inspired as Cheryl lets you become an active participant, or just sit back and glean from the messages delivered. It's Real Life, Real Faith with Cheryl Lacey Donovan.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Real Life, Real Faith with Cheryl Lacey Donovan. I am excited about you being here with us on tonight. We have invited one of our marketing partners, marketing and promotion partners, Divine Jam, to join us here as we talk about some things that are going to be happening here in the greater Houston, Texas area on May the 13th, where some Christian rappers and artists and singers and models and actors are going to get a chance to audition for one of the organizations that is really trying to change the type of television that we are seeing right now. And, you know, Real Life, Real Faith is all about that. We're trying to create a different narrative. We're trying to put things on television that families would enjoy watching. You know, I know that right now we're very, very involved and caught up in reality TV and things like that. But at the end of the day, I think that, you know, we need to have some variety. We need to have some diversity in what we're able to see on TV. And that is exactly what AMTC is trying to bring about for those of us who happen to be believers, a different alternative for us to see when we're looking at television. And also with Divine Jam, we promote a lot of Christian music artists and promoters, not promoters, but songwriters and melody makers and things like that in order to put some things out there that can give you something else, an alternative to look forward to. And tonight I believe that Ray is on the line with us to talk about Divine Jams and let you know a little bit about what Divine Jams does. And then we're going to talk about what's happening here in Houston on May 13th with the Shine Tour. Ray, are you there? Okay, just one second. I think the person that's working on the board is trying to get our sound open, trying to get our mic open. And as soon as we do, I think that we'll be able to hear from Ray and find out what they're doing. But like I said, on May the 13th, there will be basically some talent scouts, for lack of a better word, that will be here in Houston, Texas. I think they're going to Atlanta and to some other venues as well to try to identify some talent that's out there that is looking to participate in some wholesome television opportunities, some wholesome music industry opportunities, as well as modeling and things like that, rappers and what have you. And I happen to know that here in Houston, Texas, that there are some great, great talents that have been yet undiscovered. I know that Jay Speaks, the poet, is located here in Texas. Baritone is here in Houston, Texas. Reginald Blanks is here in Texas. I mean, it's just really a whole lot of talent that has not been discovered yet. They are Christian rappers, Godson, all of them. They, you know, and they really, really do bring a lot to the body of Christ. And sometimes they don't get the kind of accolades that they truly deserve because people just don't know that they are around. And I'm hoping that all of them will have an opportunity to participate in what's happening on May the 13th in order to let people know that they're here, they're available, that they want to be out there, and they want other people to give them a larger platform to talk about the body of Christ and to talk about what they're doing and to just bring the gospel of the good news to any and everybody that wants to hear about it. So we're looking very, very forward to that on May the 13th. In fact, I think I'm going to participate in it as well. They'll be here in Houston at the JW Marriott at 1 p.m. Ray, are you there?
Amen. Yes, I am. How are you, Cheryl?
Wonderful. I am doing well. So this is our partner, Ray, with Divine Jams here in Houston, Texas. Ray, tell everybody a little bit about what you do at Divine Jams.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Cheryl, for having me tonight. It's a wonderful pleasure to be here to announce some of the things that's going on and at Divine Jams Gospel Network, as you mentioned earlier, about some of the things that we want to do for singer-songwriters. We have that platform where we try to make it reasonable and available for those who have that craft and God-given gift to share through vocals or through musicianship. their talent to the world. And as you said, you know, it's not often that, you know, some people get to share to a large quantity or mass media. So we try to use some of the internet marketing methodologies that will help them be able to expose some of the talent and the music that God has given them to share with an audience. So our door is open to those who believe that they have that gift, those who believe that God gave them that message to share, and to try to give them that avenue, you know. And that's what we try to do amongst with other partners and affiliates that we network with. We expand the reach, basically, Cheryl.
So what are some of the ways that you allow some of the artists to put their music out there on your platform?
Well, they have various routes that they can do just that. First and foremost, you know, you want to make sure that you have your media at the best marketable I guess, rate that you can probably get it to, so that you're more likely to receive an audience or a listener, mass amount of individuals who will probably find it, you know, more interesting than norm, because when you don't have your music at a, I like to just really just say at a readily available state, mixed, mastered, you know, and some quality into your studio software or whatever that you use, production quality, you want to make sure that you do that first. You put all that you can into your music and then let God do the rest. But we use various ways of through just the media itself, MP3s, you can use that. You can use your content by giving stories and telling the essence about your music, which is probably the most important method of getting your music out there right now, content marketing, because, you know, so many individuals right now trying to get their music heard, but, you know, the technique and strategy online has changed vastly, and it's not no longer easy for individuals to just upload music and expect, you know, a large amount of individuals to hear it. So you have to use some of the things that we do, and we teach individuals to use marketing internet methodologies, content marketing again, so that you will be able to get the best reach that you can. And it can be kind of tricky. So you want to use someone that really have the skills and training in that area. And once, you know, you get that music out there through the avenue of storytelling to give them more substance about your music, then you could probably get that attraction that you need for individuals to find out more about you.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I have found out is that, you know, people may be drawn to some of the content that you have, but at the end of the day, like you said, they're looking for a story. It's about building a platform, whether it is an author or a musician or a songwriter. People are drawn to you because of your personality and who you are. You know, branding, you know, yes, you want to have certain colors and you want your logo and your cards and all of those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, people are drawn to you because of what you stand for and the things that you say. And it's so important to make sure that you create that platform and put it out there in all types of media, not just written form, but also video form, MP3s, like you talked about earlier, marketing your articles and things like that. And I know that Divine Jams is good about making that happen, not only themselves, but also through some of their affiliates that they have as well.
Exactly. And that's good that you mentioned the different avenues. You definitely want to be eclectic. You definitely want to do more of a shotgun barrel type of marketing and spread it out through As you said, the videos and content, and then also using your music and like this right here, telling your individual story on the radio. And I, you know, a lot of individuals like to do a lot of airplay, and I don't take nothing from that. That's great. The thing about Jess focusing on airplay is that, you know, if you're not an individual that is known, and your music perhaps is being listened to while individuals are probably on the go or really don't have the opportunity to just take down a name and, you know, and find out who the artist is and then try to look up the information. You know, it's a very tricky situation on trying to get exposure that way, because you like you said, you have to do it collectively with a numerous amount of different reach, and the interviews are very great. You get to explain your music. You get to tell people the most important essence of the music is your ministry. You need to let people know where you're coming from when you created that song or that album. You know, oftentimes we all have some troubles and obstacles and things that we deal with in life. And, you know, your music might just be that soothing mechanism for someone to hear. But at the same time, they want to know deeply about that song. What was it that you were going through? I mean, we can't tell everything through a song, and sometimes it's vague, and it doesn't really give the in-depth story what led up to you creating that. So you want to be able to use the interview and give your testimony. One of my testimonies is in 1995, I lost the use of my right arm. That's a testimony, you know. That's something that, you know, caused me to go through a lot of trials and tribulations in my life. And perhaps I thought about that while I was writing the song. That right there, explaining that information, is going to trigger someone to say, hold on, wait a minute. You know, this guy is talking, or this lady is talking about something that I experienced or I dealt with. And you never know who you're talking to and who are you trying to reach and may have similar circumstances. So you definitely want to focus on not just the song, not just the music, but you want to give that storytelling. You want to give it from your heart, what really made me go through these things. And don't be shy about it. Don't be shy. You need to tell it, because that is your testimony that God has implanted in you to be able to use that to build on others. So or to help others build on you, for that matter. So it's important that you get that out. And one of the things, again, I like to say is that, you know, radio talk shows are really premier for artists. You know, the radio airplay is great, but you need to be able to speak and tell individuals your true story.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? The word is very, very clear about the fact that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I think sometimes in the body of Christ, you know, we want people to believe that we have always been where we are and don't really want to be transparent. But it is that transparency that allows people to recognize that there is possibility for breakthrough. You know, if I've never been through anything, how can I really stand before you and tell you that God is a deliverer, or he's a healer, or he's a God of a breakthrough, or he's, you know, provides for me if I've never been through anything? So that is very important, especially if you're holding yourself out as a Christian artist or a gospel artist. So I think that that is definitely important. And I remember many years ago when I was starting in the industry with books and you know, trying to get on a trek where I would be speaking and things like that, someone told me that, you know, if people can't Google you, then they really at this point don't really see the value in what you're doing or the platform. It's unfortunate, but it is the kind of world that we're living in as we move through this technological age. So I always encourage people to find ways, you know, the more information, the more items that you can put out there on the internet, whether it be through interviews on internet radio, or whether it be through videos or the articles that you've published or what have you, the more information
right.
that you can get out there about yourself through the internet, where you become what I like to refer to as Googleicious, the better it is. And somehow it gives you that added not necessarily notoriety, but accountability. People believe that at that point that you're some type of an expert in that area, and it's very important towards building your brand as well as your, not on your blend, but your platform.
Right, and, you know, the interesting thing about what you just said, and one of the greatest things to do right now with technology is blogging, which I recommend, you know, every individual who wants to be relevant in their music or talent or whatever that they're trying to share. You definitely want to begin a blog. You definitely want to do that because, number one, that's your personal own journal. That's your online business card. And what that does is help you build popularity in search engines. And there's some technical things that you need to do along with that. And we have tips to share with you that will help you learn, but you definitely want to begin that blog because what you just said earlier, you want to build not necessarily the notoriety, but the relevance and the popularity of who you are because the search engines must get to know you, all right? They must get to know who you are in a manner of speaking to be able to let you be on that top page rank when someone is trying to find out information either about you or some of the events or circumstances that you talk about in your blog, it links back to you. And, you know, that's the idea. You want to make sure that you're on various websites. Number one, websites that are related to your industry or related to your career field or the purpose of the conversation that you are speaking about or writing about. You want to make sure that you are talking to what they call a niche type of crowd, and you want to share your blogs and share your testimonies and your information on various different networks or blogs or niches so that you can also build that what they call backlink, which in turn leads to you. And what you will find, Cheryl, is that it becomes a little more easier as you start putting out your music and not just your songs and saying, you know, hey, guys, listen to this and listen to that, but give that synopsis. You know, it don't hurt to write a couple of paragraphs about what you are sharing. It don't hurt for individuals to get a little insight about, you know, because we didn't got really McDonald's on these internets, and we didn't got real quick and wanted our way real fast, but we don't want to give any substance. And it just doesn't work like that with the internet. The internet requires that you have to have content, even if it's a video. You have to be able to just put your video out there, and they give you an opportunity to put descriptions and information about the video. Well, you need to put something about that video and the story of that video so that the search engines can read that text, and then they can group it in popularity, put it where it belongs in the search engine and make it that easier for you to be contacted or for you to be seen through that video. So you definitely want to do that and use those avenues that's available, but it's not something that you just want to take for granted. And I know we think it's pretty simple of just putting our content out there, or media rather. But it's many artists probably found out it's not that easy. I mean, they're not getting a lot of hits on those videos, and that's because of the algorithms that the search engines use.
So now if somebody wants to do the types of things that you're talking about, they can come to Divine Jam in order to get some strategies and perhaps get some guidance in how to make that happen?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that individuals can do is when they go to divinejams.com, they will see a pop-up, and it's a sign-up. And they will be able to fill out, it's just a name and email, the pop-up form. And what they would do is go ahead and start, monitoring their email, because we'll send you some tips every other day. And the tips range from using the strategies and methods that you can be found easy on the internet. We also share some contacts with individuals who can possibly help you out in the area of music production. One of our great friends, David E. Maxwell, with DME. In fact, he was on your show not too long ago. Share some great music beats and some tips that he also gathered using the internet and being found. So, we definitely will share with you. And then after you receive all of the emails that we give you with the tips, you have that opportunity to contact us directly, and we can give you a consult and let you know how we possibly can help you if you desire for us to help you with some of the marketing. So the door is open. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. The mm-hmm. door is open.
Yeah, David is something else. I'm still going to get with him and see if he can't provide us with a new opener for Real Life, Real Faith with Shirley Cadonna, because he really has some wonderful beats out there. Everybody, we're speaking with Ray at Divine Jams. He is one of our partners. We partnered together in trying to put out some things that are going to be more palatable for the people that are believers, people that want to see something different than the reality TV that we're seeing right now. We're trying to be the change that we want to see. We'll be back in just a moment with Real Life, Real Faith with Cheryl Lacey Donovan and Ray with Divine Jams in a moment. Real Life, Real Faith with Cheryl Lacey Donovan.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's 1 in 5 children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back with Real Life, Real Faith. We have Ray with us here, one of our partners from the Divine Jams. And Ray, one of the things I want to ask is this: how long have you been doing this, and what was the reason why you started running Divine Jams, a place where songwriters, singers, rappers, Christian and gospel music artists can come to help promote and market their work?
Well, that's a good question. About, 2009 is when we first got online, and we actually started as a radio station. And we did some things with numerous online groups, Christian groups, and we actually was just what we are doing now, a radio talk show. And we wanted to do exactly what you mentioned earlier, change the narrative about some of the real-world events that were happening during that time. So I was hosting the show, had numerous individuals that partake on our panels. We had a lot of experts, Christian ministers and pastors and you know, some of the individuals that work in the world doing psychology, criminal justice, and some of the things that affected many of the minorities in our community today. So we started off doing that. And, you know, I had some things that went on in my life, as I mentioned before, about how testimonies can also change your narrative and in your life, you know, course. Some things occurred to me, and I was shook and devastated. And, you know, I went through a long, long period of depression. And, you know, I was really calling out for God, really sure I was, you know, calling out for God, but in all the wrong ways, and, you know, doing it through, you know, smoking, and I'm talking about smoking, you know, marijuana, drinking, you know, I went through so many things that I just could not see the direction I was going in, and I had a rude awakening, you know, a rude awakening. And where that had affected my own family member. And that was something that really hit me hard, because it's one thing about doing something crazy and hurting yourself, but when you hurt somebody else, you know, then that's just too much right there. That was enough when I mm-hmm. said, you know what, God, it's on you. I'm just giving you all my heart, all of me, and I need you to take over. And I got very serious in biblical principles, and I got very serious about bad behaviors that I had to get rid of. I got very serious about being among individuals who can uplift me and edify me in a positive way. And the sad thing about it is that, you know, all the things that, you know, I was doing, I knew about, even in college when I studied, you know, psychology, how doing certain things can affect, you know, individuals, you know. But mm-hmm. I end up, you know, saying to myself and God that I'm no longer going to serve the devil. I have given him so much, you know, of my life, that, you know, it's inevitable that I have to start serving you, God. I just had mm-hmm. I had to. And so he gave me directions, and I used some of the training that I received in college. I have a background in music. I'm a PK. Preacher's kid, and you know, so the back of my mind has always had, you know, my father saying things to me, you know, that I grew up listening to him saying. So I said, you know, I'm going to apply the training and wisdom that I have as a singer, but expand it and take it in a different direction, and that's what mass media communications, which was one of my minors in college. And so I've always been told that you know that I speak a lot. You know, that's the kind way of saying it.
That you're right,
that
right,
I speak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That I speak a lot.
I do.
So. my aunt told me that, you know, I can see you in broadcasting or communication, because you really love to converse. And I said, you know, that's true. I really do. And anyway, long story short, I start taking the experience and education from mass communication and also marketing to a level where that I can interact it with the Christian direction that I wanted to go with. I wanted to do some type of meaningful and purpose that God has given me to help individuals who probably were going through similar circumstances that I was in, but needed someone or something, and probably the encouragement through the media that they were trying to expound on and the arts that they was trying to expound on in a mass communicative way. So I was led to Divine Gems, and it pretty much been, you know, something that I really had no, you know, intentions of doing. It was something that was most certainly divine, because I've never seen myself in this direction. Honestly, you know, my initial career is law enforcement. I've been a police officer in Houston, Texas, for numerous years. And like I said, until I got into a major car accident where I lost the use of my right arm, you know, that direction took a change immediately. And so, you know, and that was what I was saying about the depression that led up to some of the depression. My finance dropped, you know, everything just, you know, overnight went just really overnight. But the most important thing is that I didn't allow myself to grieve, and I didn't allow myself to utilize the education and the background of the biblical principles I was taught, and I didn't get creative with my imagination. I allowed the worldly things to have me think that life was over, you know. And so, mm-hmm. but when I did take that turn for the best and start practicing, you know, the marketing skills that I've already had and learned through college, you know, it was very easy for me to identify that God had a course laid out, and I knew how difficult it would be for the indie artists to get to the level where they wanted to with, you know, low finances. I understood that. So I just felt compelled to start doing things that I was blessed with, and it was very easy for me to do. And just network with individuals who had the same passion and desire and the focus. And, you know, then Divine Gems became a marketing agency as opposed to the radio. The radio, again, that probably would have went on for a minute, but since I could not get on online because of the, you know, the mindset that I had, I was off, you know, the internet for a long period of time. I thought that I can do something without having to get involved, you know, on air or online, and just working from behind the scenes and helping individuals who had similar, you know, prospects as I did. So it became a natural for me because it was just a direction that God, you know, ordained for me to do step by step, you know, precept by precept. It wasn't too difficult, you know, when you're listening to God and hearing Him, it's not too difficult to take the steps that He ordered you to take.
So before we go tonight, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about what's happening here in Houston on May the 13th with AMTC. I know that you are a partner with them and will be allowing individuals to audition and things like that. And I know that we're going to be helping you make that happen. So just let us know a little bit about that.
Right, May 13th. Very, very elated that the locals here in Houston have that opportunity to be able to go ahead and audition. And it's you know, believe it or not, it's not just for Christians. It's actually for those who just have talent and who want to see a narrative changed from the worldly ways that is really in a sort of a speak demonic, you know, when you start looking at it. And I won't get too deep in the spiritual aspect of it, but it is for gifted actors, models, singers, dancers, and also comedians. And it's for those who are 4 and up. So if you are a parent, you have someone you believe in your family that you think is gifted, and showing signs of that, four and up, bring them out May 13th. And they'll be able to audition with AMTC, Actors Models, Talented for Christ. And, you know, they have several, again, you know, positions where that individuals who are gifted and can actually apply for or audition for, I should say. So if, you know, you have a person who can sing and dance, then they will have that opportunity to also audition for singing and dancing. Now, one thing I do want to mention, I want individuals to understand this. AMTC, okay, they're not, you know, individuals who are going to tell you that you're going to be in Hollywood next week or anything of that nature. I want you to understand that this is basically for those who are seeking talent development and looking for to be exposed to the career of your choice, dancing, singing, or comedians, in front of the VIPs, that individuals will show up at the actual the flagship event, which is called Shine, for us regional area in Dallas, and that's going to be July 28th. So I want you to understand that this is something that it's going to help you, or give you that, I guess you can say, that reference that you need to expand in the area that you are gifted in. And so what you're going to do is, one, you're going to find out some of the important areas that you need to know, and some of the things that you also, as a talented, gifted individual, will be responsible for as a celebrity. And a couple of you're going to be able to really prepare for is something that really is only going to take 30 seconds, because the audition is, although it's a 3-hour long audition, but I'm sure there'll be many, but they give you 30 seconds to be able to share your gift. And for instance, if it's acting monologues, or if it's modeling, you'll be able to walk for the scouts. If it's the singing that you are gifted and going to audition for, then you will be able to prepare a 30-second song. And songwriters, you are also given the opportunity to bring your instrument, if it's a guitar that you, for instance, or keyboard that you play. And then, of course, rappers, if you're a rapper, you will be able to bring a beat, and that beat will be able to be played by the AMTC personnel. And, of course, if you a dancer, then you'll be able to do a 30-second choreographed routine, and that also will be an opportunity that you can audition for in eclectic, really, in all at the same time. That given day, that is, if you are talented in more than one area. So it's an opportunity for you to be exposed to some of the gifted and talented individuals who are already in the business and can make your educational endeavor a little more easier, because you are more likely to receive that talent information that you probably would not get just by, you know, doing the conventional way and sending tapes or sending resumes, et cetera. So this is the gateway, Cheryl. This is the gateway that can help you launch your career. And I really recommend that if you are a Christian and you want to receive that affirmation, you want to know, God, is this for me? You go there. Go there. Because you've got some people that's going to let you know.
I know that I'm going to be there working with you to find out more about the event and maybe interview some of the people that are there for the event. But I do believe that I will also be there to try to show them what I have and see what they have to say about what I have, the gift that I have. So I'm excited about that. I'm just saying. So let everybody know how they can contact you and how they can be a part of what's happening in Houston on May 13th before we go.
Yeah, sure. Give us a call, Divine Gems, at 832-834-3392. We'll give you more information about the shine and the auditions. And you can also go to the website, www.shine, that's S-H-I-N-E, dot us. The event, May 13th, it's going to be held on Westheimer, right across the street from the Galleria. And you'll be able to go there. It's free for the audition. And the exact address is 5150 Westheimer Road, Houston, Texas, zip code 77056. It's at the JW Marriott Houston. And, again, that's right across from the Galleria Mall. I do want to mention that there is a discounted six-hour self-parking of $8. And if you ever been to JW Marriott, you know it's a pretty small parking.
Yes.
you know, it's really small. So in the front, and I assume that you have to park somewhere around the building. When I went there, I didn't park. I had it valeted. So, but for those who are going to park, or if you want to even, you know, do transits or Uber or however you want to do your transportation, if you decide that you're going to drive, it is a discounted six-hour self-parking of $8. So we look forward to seeing a lot of you guys out there. And, again, yes, Cheryl, we hope to see you doing a red carpet thing and possibly jump on the stage and do what you do and then jump right back behind the camera and start interviewing some of our people who's going to be out there. So I look forward for that. And we are grateful that you're going to be our head spear of that event. And we know that you're going to do a wonderful job out there on stage and behind the camera and the microphone, and hopefully speak to some of the individuals who actually did some auditions and see what they feel. How do they feel about it? So, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great, and it's a great opportunity for you guys to get inoculated to some of the important people in the industry.
Absolutely. Ray, thank you so much for joining us here tonight on Real Life, Real Faith with Cheryl Lacey Donovan. It has truly been a pleasure, and I am looking forward to speaking with everybody that's going to be a part of the AMTC event that's happening here in Houston at the JW Marriott on Westheimer, 1 o'clock p.m. on May 13th.
Amen. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Listen, you've been listening to Real Life, Real Faith with Cheryl Lacey Donovan. We come here every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us here again next Tuesday. Also connect with us on Facebook at Real Life, Real Faith with Cheryl Lacey Donovan, on Instagram at Real Life, Real Faith, and on Twitter at Real Faith Mag. We always want to have you here with us to converse with us and find out what's happening and changing the narrative, being the change that we want to see. And as always, we want to remind you that God can do exceedingly and abundantly more than you could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. Be blessed.